Ian, it was a great team performance overall, and it was a comfortable victory in the end.
Yeah, it probably was a comfortable victory in the end, obviously made a little bit easier by the sending off of the Hastings centre-half just on half-time. I thought the coaches had a few problems up until then. You know, they were playing the wing-backs and they were getting out from one side of the pitch to the other. You know, we probably, similar to the Horsham game, playing with a very strong wind behind us, we just really didn't adapt to those conditions. And, you know, I was looking for it to be 0-0 at half-time, but 1-0 down, 1-0 up, sorry. And one of the lads sent off was a bonus at half time, so yeah.
You mentioned sending off. I don't think Hastings can have any complaints about a rough decision there, can they?
I don't think so. Their manager wasn't too pleased. You know, we had a similar incident at Ashford really, really early on in the season, and you know, that should have been a sending off and a penalty to us, but we didn't get that. Tonight we got that break, and you know, we're grateful we got it. And but I thought, you know, we controlled the game. Second half without really hurting them, but you know, when Scotty scored, that really killed the game off basically, and then they went for broke, didn't give up, and it was just nice to keep a clean sheet again.
James Rose tuck away the penalty very coolly. Would it be fair to say that he's your first choice or one of your first choice centre forwards at the moment?
Well, he put himself forward at Banstead. Obviously Maz didn't play that day, and Maz was our penalty taker, and you know, I just, you know, give a shout in the dressing room, and he stuck his hand up first, so he was there, and obviously you knew what he did at Banstead. He missed it and then scored the second one. Yeah, but very confident. You know, we've got Pitcher now, who's an excellent penalty taker. So James is on him at the moment, and you know, he'll continue. He's confident enough, and he just loves scoring goals basically.
You mentioned it's another clean sheet. At the beginning of the season, we kept a lot of clean sheets without really turning them into victories. A lot of nil-nils at the beginning of the season. The last three home games, we've won 2-0, kept a clean sheet. You must be happy with the defensive units.
Yeah, I think we've learned as a team to firstly not get beat, make ourselves difficult to get beat, and then when we take the lead, then grind out the result. And at the same time, I think we played some decent football. And that's very pleasing as a manager, and Stuart McIntyre, the coach, delighted.
It gives us a slight advantage, perhaps, playing on a Monday night, getting the points on the board. Was that something that psychologically gives us the edge over teams playing later this week?
Yeah, I think Tom Reed's playing at Whiteleaf tomorrow. At the end of the day, our destiny's in our hands. If we can win our games, then we'll end up in the playoff spot. But, you know, we're still looking at second spot. I honestly think Ramsgate have won the league, and probably deservedly so. But you know, we're still looking at second spot. Ramsgate got a Horsham Saturday. You know, we got a Bashley, and then I think looking down the rest of the pictures, all the top 10 are virtually play each other this week. So something's got to give. But the good thing is, our game in hand tonight, we've won it, and you know, we've gone a level on points with 2-2 now. And I think at Christmas we were 20 plus points behind him, so that's a magnificent effort for the lads.
Mm-hmm. Looking ahead to Bashley, is that going to be a different sort of game? Will you approach it slightly differently to this evening?
Don't know what sort of game it's going to be. I spoke with Steve Beeks, the Molesey manager, today, and they play them tomorrow, so he's going to fill me in on Wednesday of what Bashley can do and what they can't do. We had a hard game against Bashley here early on in the season, and you know, they've been up and down. We've got a new manager, and they've been flying at the moment. Every team we seem to play at the moment are flying. You know, we're either top of the current form league or second top. You know, we're doing well ourselves, so we don't fear anybody.
Mm-hmm. What's the confidence levels like in the dressing room at the moment? We met Police Saturday, and like you said, Hastings were top of the form guide before this evening.
Well, that's right. You know, we went to Horsham before that. You know, we played Croydon before that, and as I said, we don't fear anybody. As long as we can get our own game together, home and away, you know, our fancy is now at the moment. So, like I say, six games to go. As I said, destiny's in our hands.